From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. Oh!
We're back.
But that's how it goes.
The Crazy Boys, Will and Back, is Stephen Pickford and Art Farley in studio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Travel World once again, and today we have a variety of topics on our hands. We've got one of Montreal's most desirable men, as voted by the Montreal Mirror, Neil Drabkin, will be joining us following the break.
Yes, he's a Montreal immigration lawyer, Montreal talk show host, and he's traveled to a number of places recently, New York City and the Hamptons region of Long Island. And
he's down in Fort Lauderdale now,
Toronto
isn't he?
Toronto Theater, yeah, he's down in Fort Lauderdale, and he's going to be calling in at quarter after the hour to give us an update on some of the places he's been visiting. I guess his newfound fame as part of that Montreal Mirror contest.
I want to live forever.
He has to get along to a variety of places, and he told me that he keeps that press clipping in his pocket.
Oh, yes.
And this has helped him immeasurably.
In case it wasn't obvious.
Just say, look, I'm the person that they wrote about the newspaper. Look, I'm Neil.
That's you?
No, Neil is my name, not what I want you to do.
Not what I do, yeah.
That will be one of the best pickup lines next year. Next year in the Mirror when they have the best pickup lines.
Steve did an art.
Yes.
Yes, you did an art joke.
We're converting him.
We are all going to transpose ourselves into different bodies and different modes of operation.
And whose body will you be transformed into?
I don't know.
Maybe the Mexican ambassador?
Maybe. Now
I see him more as a majestic kind of figure.
Steve and I were traveling.
King Lear.
It's Formula One weekend in Montreal. And yeah, they have all the tourists in the city, which is kind of neat. But Steve and I were traveling down St. Catherine Street, you know, it's bumper to bumper. It's one of the main streets in Montreal. And what do we see but a restaurant called The Three Amigos? Of course, I'm teasing Steven about his girlfriend. I say, hey, look, Steve, it's The Three Bambinos.
Remember when we were down
garage
in...
sale.
Yes. Yeah, garage sale.
No, fire sale.
Fire sale. We went to the fire sale.
Yes, yes.
Hemingway's restaurant. Remember we were down in Killington, Vermont?
Yes.
And one of the restaurants I had sampled on a previous visit to...
Sampled to savor, to enjoy
a memorable culinary extravaganza.
Which means you got a meal.
Yes, at Hemingway's restaurant, the Ted and Linda Fondulis. And they now have...
What, the who?
Ted and Linda Fondulis.
Oh, I thought you
the owners.
Said... I did not have
the chocolate fondue.
I thought it was an Italian fondue dish.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
They have a new website, VermontFoods.com, because you know how we go to Vermont and we just love the variety of foods that are homegrown. Vermont specialties capture the flavor, the essence of New England.
Yes, Vermont specialty. Let me see. Maple syrup, Cabot cheese, Ben & Jerry's ice cream, and what else?
Well, there's the Green Mountain chocolate.
Oh, the Green Mountain chocolate.
And there's a number of...
the Green Mountain coffees, yes.
Different local producers that have... a variety of goods that they make in different regions of Vermont. And now Ted and Linda put together foods for export via the internet at VermontFoods.com, and they will package up Vermont goods in old-fashioned cheese boxes, and you can check out their site for recipes and learn how to make some of these Vermont dishes. And each of these boxes comes with a story about a Vermont...
Really?
Well, I guess a folklore. There's
folklore and legend.
Folklore and legend. There's
special.
Quarryman and Flatlander and
really?
Food Lathering, the Vermont Vegan.
Food Lathering?
Oh, yes. And
what the heck is food lathering?
I don't know, but I want in.
Well, food lathering goes more with the barbecue, how to barbecue sauces and that sort of thing. So, hey, it looks looks good, and you can check that out. VermontFoods.com or 1-877-VT foods if you want to bring home a taste of Vermont to your dinner table.
Yes, taste of Vermont. It's actually very nice. I mean, we went to the Waterbury region I don't know how many times, and we enjoyed. It's supposedly the culinary capital of Vermont with all the foods. But, I mean, it's a staple of different kinds of foods that they have. You know, you've got the ice cream and the cheese and whatnot. Delicious food to be had in New England.
Oh, certainly. I mean, my mouth waters just thinking about our travels through New England. And if you're looking to travel for free, here's an idea.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Here is an idea.
Do tell.
There is a website, biztravel.com. That's biztravel.com. It's put out, it's hosted by a division of Rosenbluth Travel, the large northeastern travel agency group, one of the top 10 travel agencies in America.
Mm-hmm.
But to encourage people to book online, they mm-hmm. have a service guarantee, which they say has been pioneered by them. It is not being co-sponsored, so they say, by any of their airline partners. It is their way of saying we stand behind our product and to encourage you to book online. And if you reserve one of their five airline partners, one of which is Continental, they say, oh, if the flight arrives late, we will give you a rebate. 30 minutes late, $50 back. 1 hour late, $100 back. Or 2 hours late, the ticket is free. Now, my experiences with Continental and checking out the websites of the airports, I mean, they're 3-4 hours late often. So, hey, probably your better bet than even buying a ticket on the lottery is buy your ticket at biztravel.com. They guarantee that you're going to get the lowest fare for the dates you plan. So no matter what, you're going to get a good fare. Then just pray that Continental will be their usual tardy selves and arrive late. And this will be the first time in history when people will be begging the pilot, hey, circle the city another time. We want they'll be banging down the door. We want to be late. But my experiences with Continental is that they're so frequently late that you'll be traveling for free more often than if you redeemed your frequent flyer mileage.
Oh, that's it.
So biztravel.com, I don't know how long they can... I can understand with American Airlines, with British Airways, some of their other partners,
yeah.
that they can stand behind the product.
They have a good on-time record, but Continental...
Continental, I mean, with those Embraer Brazilian jets that aren't really made for the... Northeast climates. Look at where Continental's hubs are. Newark, Cleveland. Yeah. These are cities that actually have snow. They have freezing rain. They're not...
Yeah, they should have bought the Canadair Regional Jet because they are made in Montreal where we know all about snow.
And there's another great little product out if you're looking for a regional jet. The German-American consortium Dornier Fairchild. Mm-hmm. I traveled on the Fairchild Regional Jet.
Added it to the fleet?
Yeah, Midwest Express. Midwest Express Skyway Airlines last winter. And nice little aircraft as well. So there's some good North American products out there that Continental should have bought. But, of course, Embraer, the Brazilian government, was giving them advantageous financing. And, of course, Continental.
Yeah, shame on them. Shame.
Oh, yes. The World Trade Organization has already gone against Brazil in that trade dispute. But Continental had to go for that financing. They've been bankrupt twice. So, hey, got to get the financing where you can get it.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll be looking to see how that... travel guarantee. It's good, actually, that companies do give you a guarantee because all too often people don't stand behind their products. But
well, that is true.
So I have to commend them for that. I have to commend them for actually standing behind their product. But all too often, people don't people don't stand behind them. And when you don't stand behind your product, it creates a whole uncertainty in the whole business sector because people are worried about buying online. If you're going to get your credit card stolen or are you going to actually get the ticket? So.
Definitely. Well, you know, we got a new website that's going to be going up soon for Travel World. Our website address has changed to a very simple twc.ca, tangowhiskeycharlie.com. Charlie Alpha.
Can't forget that one.
Yeah.
I won't forget that.
Not even the one and only Art Farley.
Oh, no.
Hey, happy birthday, Will.
Well, thank you. Yes. It was my birthday yesterday.
We wish Willem a happy birthday.
Well, yes.
The number of the Willem.
The number of the Willem, yes. My birthday is 160666, so yes, the number of the Willem.
So mark it on your calendar for next year so you can send me a birthday card and a gift.
Definitely, and we're going to be having a visit to the great Bonnie, our Marilyn Blonde. She's back in studio. We're very happy to have her back, so Well, thank you for coming back once again, Bonnie. We thought she was running away from us, of course.
No, we will kidnap Rigger on the air once we're down there, you understand.
Oh, July 15th, when we're going to be showcasing Carroll County and the other attractions throughout the state of Maryland with Mindy Bianca from Maryland Division of Tourism, who will be in studio with us in Westminster.
Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show, Across America via Satellite. This is Willem Backes and Stephen Pickford. Across America via Satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Speak Out, an hour of news and views to thinking teens and their families. Join us live at 2 p.m. Eastern each Saturday to hear some of the brightest teenagers on radio. Call in
Neil's
or
ready
send us
to go.
Some message
he's waiting online.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Your voice heard. Stay informed with Speak Out, news, discussions, and much more each Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern for the teens in your life. Tell your friends. You'll find us on this station and Liberty Works Radio.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat, a miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
So what's the worst that could happen if you got your eyes examined for school? Maybe you'd be able to see your computer screen better.
You mean you could play games on these things?
And get real good grades.
Hey, I got an A in quantum mechanics.
And invent the perpetual motion machine.
It's running! It's running!
And land a $1 million grant just to find a way to turn it off.
Stop it? I think I can stop it.
And all because you had your eyes examined. Hey, you never know.
A message from the American Optometric Association.
It's still running! Try again!
If you're overweight, the Catabolic Diet is the most effective, unbelievable program ever created based on over 100 foods that remove calories from your body. Did you know that every food that enters your body requires various body organs such as liver, spleen, stomach, digestive juices to complete digestion? For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require 25
memory loss.
Playing the role of a person with Alzheimer's made me realize how little we know about memory loss. If you're having memory problems, you may be able to help us by taking part in a memory impairment investigational study.
I hate
looking at
computers.
Ways to delay the onset or slow the progression of Alzheimer's. It may not give us all the answers, but it can give us hope.
Participants need to be between the ages of 55 and 90, have a clear memory problem, but still be able to function in daily life, and have a friend or loved one who can serve as a companion throughout the study. For more information, call 1-888-455-0655 or visit our website at www.memorystudy.org. That's 1-888-455-0655. Or www.memorystudy.org.
We all have a part to play in ending memory loss.
Kids like playing with toy trains because they are fun. But toy trains and real trains are different. People who play with real trains can be injured or killed. That's what happened to nearly 1,000 people last year who were trespassing on railroad tracks. Real trains aren't toys. No one should play with them.
A message from Operation Lifesaver. Call 800-537-8224 or visit www.oli.org.
And now the theme song for Neil Drabkin.
Born to Gleben, Glauben, Globen.
say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard dressed to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So don't debate, play us straight.
You know he really doesn't get it anyway.
Gotta play that feel, keep it real.
For you know way, for you know way.
So if you don't break, just throw a cup and say, at least you know you can always go on Ricky Lake.
Give It to Me, Baby. That's the theme song for Neil Drafkin.
One of Montreal's most desirable men, according to the Montreal Mirror. Montreal talk show host, immigration lawyer, bon vivant, man about town.
And yeah, Neil Drafkin.
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning. What a fanfare. Anyways, I wonder if I deserve all that.
Oh, we don't know, but Neil once worked for the government here in Canada and is actually an expert on immigration to and from the United States. Isn't that right, Neil?
That's right. For people wanting to go down to the United States, I specialize in that. And, of course, for those Americans wanting to come up to the Great White North, perhaps not in the winter, well, we'll facilitate that as well.
Like Canadian, eh?
So you're down in Fort Lauderdale this weekend, but you were a few weeks ago in New York City and Long Island and Toronto. Start telling us about some of your adventures, Neil.
Well, that's right. I've had quite a few adventures. And, Steve and Will, I'm only a two-hour drive from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Each year, thousands of visitors flock to experience the beauty and variety of the Hamptons on Long Island. You'll know that's the playground of the rich and famous.
Yeah.
Miles of beautiful beaches, exquisite restaurants, and a hearty nightlife make the Hamptons an ideal summer destination. From its breathtaking coastline to its exciting social scene to its array of theaters and art museums, the Hamptons have something to offer everyone.
Okay,
and
Neil,
I
once,
had the
once more without the script.
Pardon me?
Once more without the script.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I had the opportunity actually to stay at the renowned Gurney's Inn,
uh-huh.
Spa and Resort in Montauk. That's right at the tip of Long Island, and it's a seaside retreat. That's the perfect oasis to get away from the hustle and bustle of daily life, of course, that we experience on a daily basis. Right on the shores of the Atlantic, it boasts some of the eastern seaboard's most beautiful scenery and, of course, pristine beaches. They have a spa that you'll kill for, finished
really?
Rock saunas, seawater Roman baths, and Dead Sea salt glows. You guys can enjoy that, can't you?
The rock saunas?
Rock saunas.
Like lava
right.
rock that heat the saunas up?
I'd enjoy it.
Not like something that Stephen once experienced while in high school.
No, yeah, the Enrique Friccioni edition.
You experienced that last night, didn't you, Will?
Pardon me?
A treatment available to certainly pamper yourself while you're at Gurney's Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who enjoy dining, well, they have exquisite cuisine prepared by master chefs at their elegant Sea Grill restaurant with breathtaking views of the ocean. Perfect place for romantic dinner.
Mm-hmm.
For you and Steve.
That was cute. That was cute, Neil. So how many blondes did you have on each arm this particular trip?
Well, I was traveling solo this time.
Ah.
And it was Mother's Day weekend, actually, Gurney. So it was kind of a family-oriented weekend, gentlemen.
Too bad. I thought you'd be mobbed by your legions of fans in the States. But we know they chase you around. It's true, though. Montreal Mirror is a local paper distributed here in Montreal. And they actually have votes every year on the best of everything. Travel World has won some nominations as best radio show while we were on the air in Montreal. And Neil Drapkin this year has won.
Well, he's one of the top five at hard to differentiate between one and the other, so he came in as one of the top five most desirable men in Montreal. I'm sure he keeps that clipping with him in his pocket.
You bet, you bet. And it works,
well,
too.
Well, one
man
I made very quickly at Gurney's is someone who brings sunshine to the Hamptons every day of the week, and she's our guest, Ingrid Lemmy.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
A big hello from the Hamptons. It's an absolute beautiful, gorgeous day right now here, overlooking the ocean, and I bet that you wish, guys, you would be here right now.
Well, that can be arranged.
Sounds beautiful. Ingrid, hold the plane. I'm on my way.
It depends what Neil's got you wearing today.
Well, I have to tell you...
Now, gentlemen, take it easy.
Okay.
It is a day from paradise. One of these days, gentlemen, you would kill for. And I have a group out here starting, as a matter of fact, tomorrow, a whole group of people who actually make days for people every day, and that's Music Television. Music Television is coming to Gurney's and staying here with us to conference.
MTV.
To conference and to discuss their new schedule all week long.
Oh, well, that's neat.
Can you believe that?
Oh, it must be beautiful out there. It's a nice sunny day, walking on the beach and just relaxing. And it's so close to...
home yet so undiscovered. So,
yeah, so close to home yet so undiscovered.
What other cliche can we use?
Well, it's just down the road.
Just down the road.
Just down the road, so
just
easily
accessible.
Just
on the Long Island Expressway, yes.
Well, let me tell you, if you would just walk straight ahead, drive straight ahead, you basically would fall into the ocean.
Sure.
Montauk is where the lighthouse is, and the lighthouse is, of course, at the very tip of Long Island, as you can imagine, right? So we are at the very, very end, and Gurney's Inn is, by the way, the only Felasso spa, gentlemen, in this country. And if you're asking, I just had a fine big one about Gurney's Spa on Channel 2, WCBS, and they were talking about the fact that Gurney's Inn is the only Felasso spa in this country, and that most people do not even know what Felasso actually is. Gentlemen, do you know what Felasso is about?
I've heard the term, but it's popular in Europe, but not really in North America.
Very good, very good. Yes, it is.
Grab
it's a treatment which you basically can do only when there are certain requirements which are fulfilled. Like, for instance, you know, you have to be, first of all, directly at the ocean. There has to be seawater. Seawater means we are not talking about salt water, something what you can chemically create. No. Seawater, real seawater out of the ocean. And then, of course, you have to have these huge European Felasso tubs. And then we are starting with our underwater therapy, seawater therapy.
Oh, really?
That's altogether called Felasso, yeah?
Underwater
but
therapy?
What Neil definitely was very impressed with is the fact that the First Lady is going to visit
that's
us.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the Hamptons being the playground of the rich and famous.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You've had your share of celebrities staying at Gurney's, and you may have a special guest coming in August.
Yes, well, she confirmed. I just got a nice, beautiful letter from her, and I'm going to frame it, because you never know. I mean, it's her signature, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Wow.
And she's going to visit us beginning of August, and I have to tell you, the worst what can basically happen to you is that you have to share the bench with, in the sauna, of course, the rock sauna, with all these security people, you know?
that would be pretty interesting. I bet she's looking forward to that one.
Yep. Well, I have to tell you, I had the pleasure of meeting her a few weeks ago at the Long Island Association breakfast, and she is a very petite, very elegant, very sophisticated lady. And in reality, she looks much more attractive than she looks on some of these photos, okay?
Well, sometimes
and
the camera has a way of...
Let me tell you, I had a way of finding this out. She really is a very, very nice and very attractive woman, yeah?
That when Bill
but
first met her, she was a babe.
VIP talk of the Hamptons. I have here really, I mean, look, a resort like ours,
yes.
You always have VIPs around. Mm-hmm. So-called people which are coming to the Hamptons, they want to be seen, and some which just don't want to be seen at all. We had here a few weeks ago, 3 months ago, as a matter of fact, to be correct, Kevin Costner. And I have to tell you, he's one of these people, they actually don't want to be seen, really,
right. Because
the girls are dropping right and left when they see Kevin Costner. But he's just so gorgeous.
Well, just like Neil Dropkin.
I have to tell you, I 100% agree. Neil was here at Gurney's, and the first thing I thought is, oh my God, is this guy single?
That's the first thing.
Is this guy what?
Single.
Oh, single.
Oh, you're making me blush.
I heard single.
Single. You know, non-married, still available, single, you know?
Well, we don't know, Neil. What's the answer on that one?
Still single, still searching.
Oh, there you go. Well, there you go.
I'd be very wary of single men from
Actually,
Montreal.
Actually, that wasn't Neil blushing. He's getting a sunburn.
All these sun destinations. He's in the Hamptons one week and then jetting down to Florida the next.
Neil's definitely part of the jet-setting crowd, for
sure.
Sure
the clipping.
Sure the clipping,
there
Neil.
You go,
sure the clip, Neil.
Yes.
I must say that my time at the Hamptons, I experienced a beautiful sunshine, clear day. It was a beautiful day in May, and I'm sure a lot of those days are still ahead for the rest of the summer. Ingrid, when are some of the packages available for people who want to come down?
I have to tell you, summer is very, very, very difficult. Please make your reservations. Call us right away. Don't wait. If you have any plans, sometimes on a short notice is not a problem, but basically July, August is very, very busy. Of course, the Hamptons are packed, as you can imagine. If you are considering to come out in fall, September, October...
Let's keep a little bit of suspense there. Ingrid, Neil, stay on the line.
Stay
We're going
to
roll a
We're
going
to have to take a break for Mark Allen and his news update at half past the hour. Stay listening to Travel World across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
See if Radio Show can get that Pathfinder going. Travel World Radio Show.
The following is a letter to everyone who is looking for the answer to addiction from Joan P., a recovered addict.
Dear friend, addiction is one of the most miserable things that can happen to a human being. Addiction may be killing your family, friends, or even yourself. But there is an answer to addiction, and it's free, easy, and a lot of fun. We recovered from alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, food, sex, and gambling addictions. We want to give the answer to addiction to everyone, free of charge on nationwide cable television. Our TV series shows addicts how to recover and how to get going on a new way of life. To go on TV, we need your donations. We're looking for angels and everyone else who will give. Thank you for listening and giving. Joan P., a recovered addict.
Call the answer to addiction now and give. It's tax deductible. Call 800-353-4334. That's 800-353-4334.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Mark Allen. Videotape, photographs, and some tips have helped police arrest at least 13 men now on charges of sexually abusing scores of women in a rampage on Sunday through Central Park in New York City. Police there say they believe they caught the ringleader or instigator of the attacks, an 18-year-old New York man who was among as many as 50 who assaulted women. A U.S. Air Force F-16 fighter jet on a training mission has crashed in Arizona, but the pilot ejected safely. Luke Air Force Base said in a statement the F-16 crashed southwest of Sells, Arizona. Police captured two escapees from a Mississippi jail, concluding a two-day manhunt covering northwest Indiana that included a shootout with police and at least one carjacking. The first arrest came when convicted robber Roy Harper, armed with a .45 caliber handgun, obeyed an order to surrender when officers spotted the 42-year-old man and fellow fugitive, 37-year-old Fred Woolard, walking along some railroad tracks. Some nervous moments for passengers on a Canadian Airlines jet. It had a blown tire. It was carrying 49 passengers and did make a safe emergency landing at Montreal. The Toronto-bound Fokker 28 regional jet blew one of its six tires on takeoff from Quebec City, and the pilot requested clearance for an emergency landing in Montreal. Firefighters in Colorado have gotten some relief as they battle two wildfires that have devoured more than 19,000 acres and burned more than 50 homes and other buildings to the ground. Cooler temperatures and calmer winds have arrived. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Like movies at the turn of the century, most websites have been silent. The technology simply didn't exist to attach audio to a web page. Until now.
Let Audio on Command bring you into the 21st century.
At an affordable price.
Create a sonic impact.
that instantly transfixes any surfer to your sight with music,
animation,
voice,
and information with audio on command.
Your website comes alive.
Audio on Command offers a synergy between you and your customers, limited only by the speed of the user's computer or the efficiency of their ISP. Audio on Command doesn't take up any space on your server.
See a live demo of Audio on Command at www.audioncommand.com.
Or call 410-857-5600. 410-857-5600.
Audio on Command at the forefront of change.
And now our theme song to Bonnie.
You wanna make a suicide run? Love devastation, suicide run. You wanna make a suicide run? Love devastation, suicide run.
Ode to our favorite Marilyn Blonde. We're back on Travel World. Welcome back. It's Stephen Pickard with Art Farley in studio.
And Neil Drabkin down in Florida reporting back on some of his recent trips, which included the Hamptons region of Long Island. And Ingrid was telling us just about how we can go about reserving at her property for the upcoming summer and fall seasons.
Do we have Ingrid?
Gentlemen, am Beth on the air. Gentlemen, it is a pleasure talking to you, and I have to tell you, it is the easiest thing in the world to dial 1-800-8-GURNEY, but I am not sure that this phone number works national, so I should give you an alternative number, or how about a website address?
We like alternative.
Check us out.
We like alternative.
We are www.gurneys-in.com. How is that?
You want to spell that?
Yep, absolutely. We are GURNEYS, like Sam, -INN.com. And let me throw in a phone number. We are area code 631-668-2345. That's Gurney's Inn Resort and Spa in Montauk.
668, the neighbor of the beast.
Yes, area code 631-668-2345. Yeah, just down the street.
Yes.
Somebody had 666-668.
Well, 666 occurs in my birthday, so I wore that on my back yesterday, the number of the Willem. It was my birthday, so, yeah, 668, the neighbor of the beast. That whole idea, can you imagine? He's such a nice guy, you know, grew up, and look what happened to him. Started hanging out with the wrong crowd anyway.
He is simply evil.
For those
who... Did you say the neighbor of the beast?
The neighbor of the beast. Well, it's a joke on the book of Revelation. You know, 666 is supposed to be the number of the beast. So we figure 668, the neighbor of the beast.
You know what? It's amazing that you're saying this. I just had a Discovery Channel at Gurney's Inn.
Uh-huh.
And they discovered the fact that Gurney's Inn is the only spa in the world who's actually doing the acupuncture. So you're not completely off with your bee story.
Oh.
I have to tell you, yes, it is a very interesting subject. You know, there are people out there who are suffering from MS and arthritis and things like that. And obviously, this particular treatment, which is done with honeybees, is, in fact, not a joke, obviously helps these people who have this condition. Yeah.
Whatever.
Just lie down. We're covering you with honey and bees.
There are a lot of unique treatments that one can get that you really wouldn't think of and can be very, very relaxing. I think you owe it to yourself. Just get away from the hustle and bustle of the big city and just make it out there a couple hours to a place very far removed from the day-to-day reality.
From reality. I certainly can attest to that.
Yeah. Well, Neil did it, right? And I have to tell you, he did not mind at all.
He wouldn't mind at all.
He was tucked away for a couple of days, and he just enjoyed
it. Now, Ingrid, be careful what you say.
Oh, details. We want to hear this.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Do tell, Neil. Do tell.
Now, a good time was had by all at Gurney's Inn, and Ingrid is a formidable personality in Hampton. She writes her own column in the local newspaper.
Really?
And will be a formidable hostess for the First Lady when she arrives in August.
Hostess with the mostest.
And not only that, gentlemen, I have a very fine talk show, television talk show out here, which is covering Suffolk County. And my intentions are to get the First Lady to be my guest on American Dream, my talk show about people, their hopes, dreams, and their realities.
Well, if you get her on that talk show, you can ask her to come on Travel World as well.
I have to tell you, if I can get you, if I can get her on my talk show, I am going to be national.
You bet.
Yeah, they'll be covering you. Ah, well, it sounds like you're having a good day down there on Long Island, and
we're
the number
having a wonderful day.
Number again.
Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
We're saying goodbye already.
Yeah, well, Neil's going to continue with more of his other
destinations. Oh, his other escapades.
His escapades. We only have the hour.
Yes, indeed, gentlemen.
Get to the good stuff. Let's go.
The other legions of
rope
women.
Rope trotting. Well, of course, a visit to New York wouldn't be complete without a visit to Manhattan.
Oh, I thought you were going to allude to Harlem.
One of the world's most exciting... Well, no, I stayed away from Harlem, but
you mentioned
globetrotting. The Broadway district. We concentrated our efforts in the Broadway district, and it is one of the most exciting places in the world to be. Lots of characters in Times Square, certainly.
Yes.
To say the least. And but you can have a great time. The city, certainly, to use a cliche, never sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy musicals like no one would believe, and had the opportunity to see Aida. Aida.
With all the animals they walk across the stage, we saw that production at the Big O not too long ago.
You know why it's a city that never sleeps, don't you? Because everyone sleeps with one eye open.
Gripping your pillow tight.
John's production. And it's absolutely wonderful. Just wonderful. What a great production.
How was the production on that particular one, Neil?
Like, how do they bring the animals? How do they recreate it on a fixed stage or in a theatrical setting?
Well, I think you're actually referring to The Lion King.
No.
When Aida. When Aida, when they have these outdoor productions, they actually bring the actual
live animals on the stage.
Camels and sheep and what have you
snakes.
On the stage.
Snakes, too.
Yeah. Well, no, there were no live animals on stage in the theater itself, but the recreation is fantastic. The music is absolutely wonderful.
Wow.
And the evening I was there, the theater was absolutely jam-packed without standing room, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can certainly pick from an array of Broadway musical productions. Cats, of course, will be closing very soon. For anybody who hasn't seen Cats, last call on Cats. It'll be closing this September after years and years and years on Broadway. And
for the rest of us, it's about time.
Towers, which is centrally located on 6th Avenue, and there's a wide variety of hotels to choose from in the theater district. And, of course, you can go to Radio City Music Hall and enjoy concert production there as well.
Now, there's lots
going on New York. And, again, the cliche is it never sleeps. There are things going on at every hour of the day.
Did you see the Rockettes? Did you go to see
them? I saw the Rockettes, and they're kicking as well as ever.
Did they chase you out? Everybody after you? I have this envision. You know the movie The Bachelor? Did you ever see that movie The Bachelor? That scene where Chris O'Donnell's running down the street with all these women in brides' dresses chasing him? What that was actually home movie footage of Neil Drabkin.
Oh, gentlemen, you're being too congratulatory today. Thank you very much.
It's the Rockettes chasing Neil Drabkin out of Radio City Musical.
Well, he's just so debonair.
That's absolutely true. In Montreal, some pretty stiff competition.
Yes, indeed.
Isn't that a play
on
words?
For those Americans would like to come up to visit the Great White North, well, we have a Broadway of our own in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
There's theater going on in Toronto. The Mervishes, of course, have put together some wonderful productions right now. In Toronto, you can see The Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's playing in New York, but it's also playing in Toronto, as well as Mamma Mia, which celebrates the music of ABBA. And that's playing to sold-out audiences. It's a wonderful, wonderful musical production that just opened and will continue on until past November and probably into 2001. There are hotels with various theater packages. I stayed at the Four Seasons Hotel, which is a very elegant Canadian chain of hotels owned by a Canadian with resorts and hotels right across the world, right around the world. And they offer some theater packages as well. So they are located in elegant Yorkville.
Mm-hmm.
Great location to all the restaurants and public transit access to the theater district. And
that's right.
That was originally
lots of great, great shopping in the area. And of course, the American dollar is worth $1.50 in Canada.
But we will gladly accept
that
at par.
Keep in mind.
while making your vacation plans.
There's good values to be had, because if you look at the cost of theater tickets in New York and compare that to Toronto theater prices, and the value on the dollar that the American visitor gets, can make it very affordable. Some of the productions that they may not be able to see in New York, they can come to Toronto, which is now one of the top three theater centers in North America.
That's right, and the harbor front is absolutely gorgeous in Toronto. There's boat cruises that take you to a private island as well, where you can have dinner during the evening on a hot summer evening. And, of course, there's no snow in Toronto during the months of July and August.
As opposed to popular legend.
contrary to popular legend, so that you can really have a great time. There's a restaurant district as well offering international cuisine.
Yes.
And Toronto has really become the New York of Canada. In many respects, it resembles the city, with the theater and the fine dining and the shows that are available, and top-class hotels. So you can have a great time up in Toronto.
Oh, Neil, and, how can you say that about Toronto? The New York of Canada? That would be Montreal.
Oh, God, they are so stuck up.
I would call them the L.A. of Canada. The L.A.
Well, I think there are influences of both cities in Toronto.
Well, because the world is one of these.
Whenever I'm in Toronto, I feel to a certain extent like I'm in New York. Perhaps it's the theater and the Broadway type productions.
I suppose so, but you're a Broadway, definitely a connoisseur of the Broadway musicals. You have now inherited the new show title when you do your Broadway segments on our show, inherited from the great Jay Rubenstein, who did a show called Broadway My Way.
And so, we will do Broadway My Way with Neil Drabkin.
Absolutely, but you have to imitate Jay. You have to say it's Broadway My Way, just like
I don't think I can do that yet, gentlemen. But with your help, I'm sure I'll be able to do that over the weeks and months to come.
Well, we'll coach you. It's like saying the call letters right, you know?
Yeah, I get the call letters right. Yes. Thank you, Kevin.
In Baltimore, WCBM.
WBZB in Raleigh. Yes.
That's for sure. Listen, stay tuned to Travel World with Will and Back and Stephen Pickford and Art Foley. Following the break.
Stick around.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Masters, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Park.
Kate. For more information, call 1-877-4RX-TIPS or log on to the web at www.talkaboutrx.org. This message is from the National Council on Patient Information and Education. This traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew, some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police, especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Well, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to...
I know.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the iCar Gold Class Professionals program and this station.
I think Special Olympics is wonderful.
It's the best thing that I've ever done in my life.
It's just like a flower, it just made me blossom.
It doesn't matter if you win or lose, just try your best.
Changed my whole life. My whole attitude.
I wanted one thing. I wanted to be an athlete. And Special Olympics gave me that opportunity.
I just feel a little proud of myself to reach so far.
My family is big. It spreads around this world through Special Olympics.
30.
Hey, if I can train for 15 weeks for a marathon, I can do just about anything.
I'm happy. I'm wonderful. And I think that's great.
Special Olympics inspires greatness in everyone it touches.
15.
There are many children and adults with mental retardation right here in this community who can benefit from year-round sports training and competition. But they need your help. Inspire greatness. Support your local Special Olympics program.
Neil Drabkin gets lots of fan mail on the Travel World Radio Show, like this one. Neil Drabkin, the successor to the great Chad Kenemy from CIQC. Welcome back to Travel World with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, Nark Farley, and Neil Drabkin on the phone. How you doing, Neil?
Good morning. It's a beautiful, clear day here in sunny southern Florida.
Did you have any travel adventures getting down there? I know you're in luck with Calm Air, one of our favorite airlines. Sometimes gets you into delays and revisions of your travel itinerary. Did they get you there pretty well on time?
Well, your spirit must have been with me last night, Steve. Actually, I just arrived not that long ago in Florida. We had a little bit of a delay, you might say. About 4.5 hours, that is.
Was it free?
No.
Right out of Montreal was about a half an hour late. The Calm Air flight out of Montreal was about a half an hour late.
Oh, dear.
Unbeknownst to us, though, when we arrived in LaGuardia, we were unaware that we would face a five-hour delay as a result of what they claimed were air traffic control problems. That is in New York. They claimed that there were air traffic control problems in and around the LaGuardia area.
Oh, they were just taking extra precautions with your security, Neil.
That's right. Well, it ended up in a five-hour delay. Finally arrived in Fort Lauderdale at about 1:45 in the morning, and at that end, they claimed there were weather problems. So I think they should get their stories consistent.
Well, you know what Delta stands for? Doesn't ever leave the airport.
What was the most upsetting part of it was, of course, I had a car that was booked, and travelers should know that car rental companies do close.
Yes.
And the particular company I was dealing with closed at midnight. I called, and they said, of course, that they were closing at midnight. I informed Delta, and they said, well, ground transportation would be arranged once I got there.
Right.
When I did get there, they certainly were willing to take me to my hotel, but they won't pay for the fee back to the airport to get my car, which I find somewhat
really?
But in any event, that's a strange policy that they may have.
Yeah, so how did this all play out, Neil? What ended up happening? You had to pay to get the shuttle bus back to the car rental company, or what?
Well, that's probably what it is. I'm going to head back to the car rental company today, and I guess I'll take a taxi and send the receipt to Delta Airlines.
Yes, you should.
The two people that were working the 2 o'clock shift in the morning were not very helpful in that regard, and that there were a lot of upset travelers, no doubt. This was a 767 jetliner that carries a lot of passengers.
People 200,
have been waiting
200 people coming
for
4 or 5 hours. And they were not happy, and of course they probably served you nothing and on board, and they probably weren't too generous with giving any meal vouchers at LaGuardia before you left.
No, as a matter of fact, what they indicated is you have to be waiting for 4 hours before you're entitled to a meal voucher, which is a strange policy. Of course, if you're stuck in an airport for 4 hours, the weather conditions last night in the New York area were clear as far as I can see. But as I said, the plane actually that was going to take us to Fort Lauderdale was to take off from Atlanta and couldn't take off from Atlanta until the air traffic control problems in LaGuardia cleared up, which I'm not an air traffic controller, but seemed a little bit strange to me as an explanation.
What does Atlanta have to do with New York City?
Well, that's a good question, Willem. I don't know. And, of course, when we arrived in Fort Lauderdale, they said it wasn't Delta's responsibility because there were weather problems. Well, in New York City, as I said, they talked about air traffic control problems. So the people in Fort Lauderdale and in New York should get their story straight.
And there was so many air traffic control problems that the flight to and from New York, your flight, which went New York, Montreal, back to New York, that was only around 20 minutes late. So the air traffic control problems only affected selected flights.
Yeah.
It doesn't exactly ring clear.
Very, very good point. Very, very good point indeed. The flight back from New York to Montreal, I understand, as you say, was only a few minutes late. But very poor excuse. And for a four-hour delay, which is a very, very long delay, I don't think the airline was that apologetic. The captain did try and make up for lost time, but when you're arriving in a city as you know, both no doubt know, at 2 or 3 in the morning. You expect to be greeted by more helpful personnel at the airport, and I think they were anything but helpful. A lot of people had baggage problems, lost baggage as a result of misconnections, and I don't think the crew at Fort Lauderdale Airport were particularly helpful.
Well, the Delta that's flying these days is not the Delta of old, where you read in management textbooks in the 60s, 70s, early 80s, where Delta was being looked up to as one of the best managed airlines in not just in North America, but in the world. No, they are not the same Delta that we grew up looking up to. It has gone very much downhill over the past 10 years. A lot of cuts to personnel, demoralized personnel, and not the same airline.
And what is also strange is on their connector, Comair, of course, which is the connector that takes you to most major urban centers to connect with Delta flights. Often when you have difficulty between the two airlines, Delta disassociates themselves with their regional carrier, which is, again, a strange policy.
Shame on Delta.
Uses them as a connector.
They say, oh, no, it's not our fault, it's Comair, and then Comair says it's not our fault, it's Delta. Of course, when you call the 800 number, Comair's reservations are handled by Delta. You book through Delta. Comair itself doesn't do much. It's actually owned majority control now by Delta out of Atlanta, so it's not even separate ownership as it once was, just with a marketing agreement. Other carriers, for example, like Northwest with their AirLink system in Mesaba, they stand behind their product and they look after you. You know, like we were talking to Marta Laughlin, their airline was looking after the problems. Anything to do with Northwest was Mesaba and vice versa. They were one entity.
And the Mesaba personnel were very helpful and very proud of the airline they worked on, something you could expect to see mainly on Southwest.
You don't see that with Delta and Comair. I remember the time I flew Comair out of Cincinnati, and it was the same situation. Not our problem. We can't put you on Delta because it's a different airline. No. It's probably one of the most poorly managed airline feeder systems as compared to the Northwest or US Air or American Eagle type systems.
And of course, these kinds of delays lend to what we've called air rage, and I experienced that last night myself. Sitting in the plane upon arrival, of course, everybody on that 767 jetliner was very anxious to get off the flight. The gentleman taking off his overhead bag that was in the overhead compartment pulled it down. It fell on another gentleman's head. And a fight just about broke out on the aircraft.
Rumble on the plane.
On the plane. You have it.
You know what, Neil? I can't imagine you in a rage, though. You're so even-tempered and cool.
Well, I wasn't involved in the rage. I was trying to mediate the rage, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that I've always noticed about Neil. He's always been calm and even-tempered, even in the most pressing of circumstances. I cannot imagine you in a fit of rage.
I'm headed to the beach to try and get calm now.
Calm down. Have a good rest of the weekend. Hope you have a better luck with your flight home on Monday evening.
This is not calm.
No.
Good grief, sunshine. Neil.
The sunshine will make it all better. Thanks for joining us this morning, Neil. Neil Drabkin.
Pleasure to be with you, gentlemen.
And we'd like to have you on as soon as you possibly can, Neil. It was fantastic.
Great.
Thanks for joining us again.
I enjoyed it.
Great. I'm glad.
Glad to have you with us. Next,
come on down to the beach.
I wish we could. Next Saturday, I'll be off in Toronto taking the Via Rail overnight service to sample their overnight sleeper cars.
Are you going to bring your U-boat uniform to fantasize being on a U-boat?
No, that's why we're leaving Art Farley behind.
Yes.
Sharon Delaney, our Carolinas Bureau Chief, will be on talking about the Sea Trail Resort in Sunset Beach, North Carolina, a great drive destination for our listeners in the Carolinas. Michelle Revulta from Miami Convention Bureau, Richard Sagan from Quebec Convention Bureau, a variety of summer getaway destinations being featured next Saturday on Travel World.
Fantastic. And this particular afternoon, I'll be driving out to Hamilton to visit my father, having just restored a beautiful 1976 Oldsmobile 98 Regency that he bought.
Nice looking car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a beaut.
Well, he bought it brand new in 1975, just as it came out, and, I restored it. It had fallen into disrepair. He doesn't know I'm coming with it, so...
Big surprise.
It's a great big present for Father's Day for my dad. Join us again next week on Travel World. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Art Farley.
Join us again on Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.
Travel World.